Let me give you some news.
Gotta go, big story.
It's time for stupid news.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
I have to start the broadcast now.
The Rat Report.
I do a lot of work on behalf of the stupid.
We kick off the Rat Report with the story of a New Zealand man who raised the bar for driving under the influence when he had to be rushed to the hospital after a serious accident in which he crashed a motorized bar stool. You see, the unnamed 62-year-old had built this weird vehicle himself by taking an old-fashioned bar stool and grafting it onto a go-kart. He figured it was the best way for him to get home from his local pub. Well, that plan didn't go too well. After getting up to speed, the man drove off the road and totaled the thing. So far, he's facing numerous charges, including operating a non-roadworthy vehicle. Cops say they're looking to determine whether or not alcohol was involved. He was driving a motorized bar stool. What do you think?
Come on, you stupid.
Don't call me stupid.
Are you sure you're not stupid?
Stupid news.
Stupid news.
Final horrifying story comes from Colombia, where a man by the name of Gentil Ramirez took so much Viagra that he ended up needing surgery on his Gentil says he wanted to impress his wife, so he took far more blue pills than were recommended. How could that go wrong? Well, let's just say he was standing at attention for several days before he sought medical attention. When he arrived at the hospital, doctors say that his was so inflamed, it was fractured, and it was infected with gangrene. It was so bad that it required invasive surgery in order to keep the gangrene from spreading to the rest of his body. Good news, so far, doctors say Gentil is recovering well. Tell you what, that guy had a hard week, literally.
Well, that was completely disturbing, wasn't it?
Rat Report.
Y94.